Okay, good morning, members. I'll call to order the Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
Senator Perry?
Here.
Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Farmer? Senator Lee? Senator Simpson? Senator Stewart?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Members, let's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Thank you. Okay, members, before you today, you have the chair's recommendation for the initial recommendation for the fiscal 2018-2019 appropriations on higher ed. I do want to thank President Negron for his leadership in this particular budget area, as well as Chairman Bradley for your attention and work to help us continue to be very proactive in securing the best higher ed system for the people of Florida. And I'd also like to thank those of you who are here, those of you who are not, for your continued input. We're not going to spend a lot of time today because I think as most of these committees go, you want to take the spreadsheets back to your office and go through them. But I will highlight just a few things under tab 1A, and we can run through it pretty quickly, but the summary is as follows. Higher education appropriations are included in the GAA, SB4, and SB 540, and you'll see some of that through the amendatory process and appropriations later today. The overall appropriations increase for higher ed is $383 million, or a 6.6% increase. The highlights include $126 million or 18% increase in student financial aid, and that is mainly covering the Medallion scholarship expansion that you have been hearing about and was presented to you all on the floor and on with regard to Senate Bill 4. Also includes the Beniquisto scholarship, a $40 million increase in the community college operating funds, and I am going to show a slide on that because it's actually that number is misleading. We're actually at about 100 million dollars plus in the community college arena. 187.4 or 6.3 increase in state university funds. We restored the CAPE funding for the district workforce, and that was cut in 2017-18, and there are no tuition increases. With regard to the community college, we have $60 million in performance fund. The first $30 million there is, when you see the increase, it's not included in the increase, but it's actually because we are buying back funds that have fallen out, so it's a restoration at $30 million, then an additional $30 million institutional investment. The second bullet point is $30 million for supporting students for academic success programs. Members, these funds are essentially operating fund increases for our community college system to be distributed through the existing funding model for Department of Education. I know some of you have had your individual colleges come to you and ask for some operational increases. We're hopeful that through this pot we'll capture those needs. And then the third is a $10 million for industry certs. State universities, pretty straightforward. You have the 690 in performance funds. That's based on the governor's model. $20 million, the world-class scholar. That's part of SB 4. $10 million increase in professional graduate degree excellence. $24 in startup and enhancement grants. And then based on a BOG recommendation, a $3.6 million for new college enrollment growth. Student financial aid, this again is something we've discussed. I want to make sure you understand we're capturing the increase to 75% of the Medallion scholars, including the summer that Chair Bradley wanted to see us accomplish. Also, we have the first generation matching grant, $2.8 million increase for Benequisto and $500,000 for a Florida farm worker student scholarship program. And we've maintained at the 80% increase all the need-based financial aid levels that we achieved last fiscal year. Quickly and Ease, which is soon to be formally FRAG, like Prince, the program formerly known as FRAG, has been increased to 35 per student, as is ABLE. And so those are the highlights, unless there's another slide. That's the overall highlights. Under tab 1B, you have detailed budget spreadsheets. And tab 1C is higher education projection information. And tab 1D is proviso. That's what we have rolled out, and we'll continue to work with you all going forward as well as with Chair Bradley. If there's any questions or comments, I'll take those. Otherwise, I'll let you go digest what I've presented. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, members. And I'm sure have we distributed south of the dais yet? Okay, great. Okay, having no further business before this committee today, Senator Stewart moves we adjourn.